and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 494. How are we all doing? Oh, Kim was in first. Congratulations, Kim. Hello, Renee.
And I shouldn't be here at all.
No, you shouldn't. Totally. Oh, Kim's been watching the Olympics by the look of it. No, I haven't. Do you remember? Doubtless you do. We started off at the beginning of the week with, Monday is going to be the hottest day, and then it's going to get cooler. And then on Tuesday it was, Tuesday is going to be the hottest day, and then it's going to get cooler. Rinse and repeat for Wednesday. It's now a Thursday. And guess what? Hottest day of the year. Oh, no, again. Oh, we're dying. We're literally dying. I've lost my glasses somewhere. I'm that bad, aren't I?
Right, I'll go and have another look.
Try next to the bed, because I didn't get to bed till 9:30 this morning. I probably put them on to look at something. It's not
your
that
phone,
it's...
Probably.
It's not a crisis if I can't find them, Mike. It's just I don't want somebody to tread on. Find them that way. I've got another pair. It's fine. Oh, Kim says, please turn your fans on. We really don't care. That's very interesting, Kim. Fan is on. Yay! It's only on one, but it's on. I couldn't live without it today. Oh, it's just evil. Why don't we get nice warm weather? Why do we just get, like, pressure cooker warm weather? Today they've said is the warmest. They've now said tomorrow is going to be just as warm. Lying toads! And then on Saturday, there's going to be a severe weather warning. We're going to go from the warm weather warning to the severe weather warning. And I thought, so we'll expect that about 2 weeks on Thursday then. Because I honestly think, do you remember, I'm sure I explained this concept of Mrs. Brown's bunions.
This side or the far side?
Maybe this side. Oh, it's like a little foraging expedition for him, isn't it? He's been a very busy boy today, has Mike. Yes, I don't think they actually have any weather paraphernalia. I think they just take a straw poll of ladies of a certain age with bunions. I swear that's it. My gran could always tell you when it was going to rain, and she was more accurate than any weather forecaster. Oh, it's bad. Anyway, hello, Tracy. Oh, Tracy says, 4:30, Brotherhood of Man, that lightning flash. Oh, that's the one. I know. BHOM, it said at the top, lightning flash. Trouble is, it's an absolute nightmare to find it. I've got one track, I think. In fact, I've got the album. I just don't know where it is. It's probably with the other albums, to be honest, isn't it? But the only turntable I've got is my mum's, and that's in one of her cupboards, so that's probably not happening. I just thought, you know, having won Eurovision, you know, people have heard of them, you'd think you'd be able to get a hold of it, but it's certainly not available easily, let's put it like that. I think I did try Amazon. Let's have a look. You can get the single off YouTube. And if you listen to the single that's called Lightning Flash, and you don't know who it is, I swear to God, it sounds like ABBA. Right, let's add that. And see if they've got it. They've got an MP3 download, and they've got a 7-inch vinyl. Oh, it's very 80s, isn't it? I'm loving the covers. Very 80s. Right, so that MP3 download, let's have a look at that. From the album... no, it's not. It's not from the album Sing a Song and Good Fortune. I've never heard of that. Let's go and have a look at it. Oh, all right. There is an album called that. Good grief. There's quite a lot on there as well. These are songs I've never heard of. I swear they're not the songs that we're looking for. Let's have a look what was on Lightning Flash. Where's the tracks? Oh, do you know the frightening thing? Not heard this album in years. And I look at the titles, like When the Kissing Stops, and I know the tune in my head. This is bad. Oh, it's my youth, what can I say? Oh, well, at least... thank you for finding that, Tracy, because at least it's meant I've had a look. And no, it's not on Amazon. That's just not fair. I just want an MP3 of it to make my life easy. Yes, Save All Your Kisses for Me. That was the original one. What's Tracy's temperature? It's probably going to be more than ours. Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. On the inside here, it's ridiculous. Where is he? Poor is he's lying down. I'm not surprised. I want to lie down as well. Right, let's have a look. 108, which is 40-something. Bearing in mind, this is on the inside. Is that inside or outside? Because there's no way we're at 34 on the inside. No way. About 44, something like that. I remember we came back. I've got one of those little things. Slightly different than that one. And we came back from a day out. And on this day out, the phone had overheated. And when we got back, I looked at what that said. This was on the inside. I daren't look at it today. Honest to God, I daren't. Right, let's see if we can find it. Let's see how good the search is on the photos. Right, what shall I search for? I wonder if it'd find that. No, it wouldn't. Okay, shall we try Stockport then? And see if we can do it geographically. That'd be cool. Oh, I remember that meal. That was grand. Ah, here we go. Right, it's near that. Bruntwood. Okay, we'll do Bruntwood. Then we'll find it. And then I'll share it with you. Bruntwood.
No, I don't see.
How the heck could I have lost them to that degree?
I don't know.
Well, just be careful if you're walking round anyway. Let's do that and see if we can find it. Oh, there's lots of pictures from all the times we've been up there, including Mike, with very large glasses of wine. Right, here it is. So it must have been somewhere around there. Oh, no, it won't be, will it? No, it won't. Oh, we'll have to dig that out. It'll be here when we got back. I've got a lovely picture of Lola asleep as well. I'll find that and share it. I think it was about 48 or 51. It was ridiculous. I hope we don't have flooding as well, but we're quite well placed if there's flooding. It would have to be seriously bad to get to us. We're sandwiched between the River Mersey, which is north of us, and I think it's called Carrington Brook, the other side. It has flooded round here, as you know, only about half a mile away. But we're on fractionally higher ground. It would have to be really, really bad, so fingers crossed. Yeah, I know the album was called Lightning Flash. I don't think it actually said Lightning Flash on it. That was the branding of the band, and they rebranded as BOHM because Brotherhood of Man wasn't trendy. But they wanted to keep the fact that, you know, if you were a Brotherhood of Man fan or you knew about them, they wanted to keep that as like the big thing. So I couldn't fathom why they never did put Lightning Flash on the album. It made no sense. I actually remember buying this album. That was so annoying. You know, I mean, when you think of the stuff that we get requested on Brooklyn's 196, and it's like, it's 1930, and I get it. And yet that one, no. Mind you find some weird stuff missing from the catalogues. You really do. Stuff like John and Petrina requested one. Was it Sting? Or something like... It was somebody that was really well known. And you think, oh, yeah, no problem with that. No, decatalogued. So then you have to go hunting. But even that... No, not the whole album. Not the whole album. I can get a track, but not the album. Oh, is that the whole album? Oh, good grief and bonus tracks. Wow, why did I never find the whole album? I found the single. Oh, Tracy, I'm going to have to put that on later. It was never an hour long, so there must be bonus tracks. Oh, let's have a look at the listing. Bonus tracks. Greenhouse, never heard of it. Africa, I've heard of a song called Africa. One Night, no, never heard of it. I am not touching the last one, Tracy. C5, not touching it. I know the last word's Bonita, but I'm not trying the rest because my pronunciation would not be good. I mean, it looks so deceptively simple, but it's not. Rachel was learning Spanish, you know. She went to Bolivia a while back. I think she went for about 3 months. She took a sabbatical from work. And when she came back, she'd learnt like Spanish words. Then she lost it because she didn't speak it for a long time. And then she decided she was going back for a month, I think it was. So she decided when she came back that this was something she wanted to do again. So she started going to Spanish lessons every Saturday. Gosh, she must have done it for about 2 years. And it was so funny listening to her. It's the pronunciations, and she had them perfect. And I'm like listening, and I thought, well, I could see the words, but I wouldn't have pronounced them like that. Oh, thank you. I'm going to have a ball with that later. Excellent. Outside temperature in the shade. We've not really got in the shade. Oh, Kiva's had a proper bath and now has made a bed of the throw rug. Oh, let's have a look at her. Oh, doesn't she look adorable? Look at all those little curls. Is she disgusted having had a bath, or is she pleased? Look at her cute. Oh, that's just too cute. Too cute. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Okay, Tracy, we'll give this a go. Tu eres bonita. That's as near as I'm ever going to get, trust me. Or eres. It's a pronunciation that gets me. I've not got time for all of that. It's weird, isn't it? You're either wired for languages or you're not. Mike took a 2-minute break before because he's on some weird thing today. So he's literally getting like 30 seconds every now and then. They've moved lunch 3 times. So I think it's their lunchtime because I think it's in the States. And, Tracy said, brilliant, good grief, I'm going to frame that. Trust me, that's as good as it's ever going to get. Oh, what have I done with my hair? Now I'm all tangled with that. Oh, dear. It means you are pretty. Would that be like La Isla Bonita, which is the Madonna song? See, I know that word from there, and I know the ABBA words. It's stringing them together to make a coherent sentence that's the issue. Oh no, I've just taken my hair down, which is far too long to start with. And oh no, now it's on my back and it's hot. Oh, I think, do you know, I'm looking back at photographs of myself when I was 14 with short hair, thinking that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. But I've got to say, it's not often it's this bad, is it? Anthony has been working on his presentation on the A-Lady for people with sight loss. Do you know that must be such a boon for them? I remember somebody at church asking, did I think an older person would be able to manage, and what could it do? And I think they'd heard like, oh, you need to get an A-Lady, but weren't actually quite sure what it did. And then, of course, there was the different models of A-Lady. So this was around the time the original tall one was there. And the original dot. So I gave them the prices and the stuff, and they couldn't quite grasp that they did exactly the same thing, but it was to do with the audio quality. They didn't get that. But in the end, they got one for themselves. And I was saying to them, you can make phone calls with it. But obviously, it's easier if the person at the other end's got the A-Lady, because otherwise it has to go through your phone. So they set up this elderly relative with an A-Lady, and you know the trouble we have with ours, where she just suddenly springs into life. I thought, I dread to think what will happen, but they loved it, absolutely loved it, and that led to getting another one for, I think it was an elderly uncle, and he had problems with a mobile phone, couldn't use a mobile phone because his sight had deteriorated so badly. But he loved the fact he could talk to this A-Lady all day and she'd talk back to him. He absolutely loved it. So they got it just for calls, but he just started using it for everything. Absolutely loved it. Technology is wonderful when it's like that, isn't it? But apparently today I've heard news. The future of our health is on our wrist. It's all to do with Timmy and his drive for everybody to get a watch. Yes. Do you know what would be amazingly useful, and we talked about this, was if it could do blood sugar levels. Because whether you're diabetic or not, that's something that's handy to know. An oximeter would be handy on it as well. I don't know if it could do that. You know the thing you pop on your finger? That'd be kind of cool. They're flying off the shelves at Amazon, you know. I remember getting one for Dad, just for us to keep an eye on him, to be honest. And then I think I told you when the doctor came to see Mum, he was talking to the ambulance people and he said, I haven't got one. They were asking for her oxygen stats and he didn't have an oximeter. Luckily, I did. Now I'm liking this, Mike. We've had a change of clothes and he's now in a pair of shorts.
Yeah, it's like United.
This is something that's going to need to be photographed and shared, is it not?
No.
Do you want to say goodnight now if you're heading back in?
Yes. Good night. Stay safe, guys.
Oh, but they need to see you in a pair of shorts.
Go on, then.
Hang on. Let me get this. Oh, look at him. Right, let me get my camera.
Come on, I'm sweating cobs
here. Shall I just take it of the bottom half? Oh, should we do a crotch cam?
Yeah.
Right, there you go. There's a crotch cam. Right, off you toddle.
Is that going on the week at my vice course?
Oh, you look fine. He's so close I couldn't get his head on. Oh, handily, there's a box of dog biscuits behind him as well. Very, very nice. Right, let's get that sent up to the cloud toy. Oh, it'll probably have logged me out, you know, just for a change. Right. Oh, he does look dinky in his shorts. I didn't know he owned a pair of shorts. I don't know when this was acquired. Oh, it says 100%, but it's still thinking about it. Oh, the phone will probably overheat. Let me put it in front of the fan. It's that kind of day. Ah. Oh. Right, let's carry on up here. Renee says his daddy's 88 and has proper conversations with the Google Hub. the bit that makes me laugh is what did I have on? I think it was a YouTube video and somebody said the A word. And the one on the landing, as ever, you know, ears of a bat, sprang to life and started talking. But whatever she said, she must have said something that sounded like Siri. And that set Siri off replying to the A-lady. And it was about 2:30 in the morning. And I just couldn't stop laughing. Right. Do we have Mike in his dinky shorts? We do. Oh, you see all kinds of life on this show, don't you? There he is. With his Made in China box behind him that I'm working on. And half of the industrial fan. But oh, what a fine pair of pins. And how terribly British. Normally, when the Brits are in shorts, they've got sandals on with socks on. But not Mike. No, he's got his slipper on with a hole in it. As you can see, the dog got it. It's still wearable. It's still wearable. Hello, Dee. Just in time for crotch cam. Wait, your timing's impeccable, Dee. Impeccable. Ah. Yes, show us his white legs. Well, they're bound to be. They never see the light of day. Theoretically, version 6 measures blood oxygen. Did not know that, Tracy. Is there an app for it, or does it just tell you? What does mine show me? Where's that healthy thing gone? The one that I never use. It's the breathing thing, isn't it? No, that's not the one. Is it that? No, it's that one. That's the one. Oh, good grief. Look at that. It's all over the place. Oh, but interestingly, I don't know what this app thing's called. The heart rate app. The one with the little graph at the top. I think Anthony uses it. That one. Interestingly, looking at the history of this, mine's actually dropped like a stone while I was asleep. But you should see the one when you're awake rate. Oh, good. But then it's too hot. It's just too hot. I'll probably get the next watch only because I didn't get the last one and I don't think I got the one before that. What have I got? A 2, a 3 and a 4? No, I think I skipped the 5. That was the one that had the always on thing, wasn't it? I skipped that one, I think. And I didn't get the 6, so it'd be the 7, wouldn't it? So I've skipped 2. Well, the battery's going to go in the end, so I might have to contemplate that. Right. Carry on. Why don't I know it's got the oximeter and where is it? Where is it? It might not be on mine. Mine's the 4. Is it on the series 4? It might only be on the series 6. Ugh, I definitely need an update. Oh, watch 6 does. No, I've got a 6. I've got a 4. Well, I think what I was doing was holding out for the glucose meter, because that would be cool. But as I say, I think it's going to have to be done this year, which is, it's not good this year. Don't tell Mike. The credit card might melt, because we've got whatever iMac they're thinking of bringing out. We've got the new phone, because we didn't get last year's, if you remember. It was like, yeah, lockdown, well, don't bother, not going anywhere. So I didn't. And I already had the iPad. It's starting to sound expensive, isn't it? And then if there's a watch, yeah, I'm going to need to sort that out as well. On the upside, haven't spent not a penny on petrol in 18 months. So that's saved a bit, hasn't it? And Mike. I think Mike would put in... Mike was at work, and he was working at work 4 days a week. That would be 60... About 180 miles... No, 240 miles a week. So, I think he said he was spending about £20 a week on petrol. So if it was £20 a week times... We're in week 70 now. There's £1,400. So actually, the iPad was free. Do you think I'll persuade him of that? Probably not, but there you go. Oh, right. Oh, Kim's mum loves her A-lady as well. And it makes Kim's mum laugh when the A-lady comes on for no reason. She thinks she's crazy. It gets me that there's no logic to it. At least with... Siri. S-I-R-I. Let's leave it like that, or before I set everybody's off. The word that you say, it could be like, seriously, and it starts. There's a logic to that. But the A-lady, no. I mean, do you remember we were doing a marooned, Mike was doing his training, and all of a sudden the A-lady on the landing started meowing like a cat. I actually went back later, because there's a history in the A-lady app. And on the history, it should tell you what it thought it heard. But the entry just said, and it's an app name apparently. Now, I haven't installed this app, so why it would run, I don't know. But there's an app, and the command is, A-lady, meow like a cat. And that must have been what it heard. And she started meowing like a cat, which would have been fine, as long as she didn't carry on for like 10 minutes, but she did. Love the A-ladies. Chidge couldn't bear it. Chidge could not bear it. He lasted about 3 days with his. And she just kept saying things in the middle of like him watching the TV or whatever. And he couldn't bear it, so he unplugged her. So off she went. Anthony says it makes it so much easier for people to get information, access music and audiobooks. And the thing is, I've had it. You know where there's a book and you want to read this book. And there's an audio version of it. If you've bought the book from Amazon. And obviously they have a sale every day where there's 6 books for 99 pence or 99 cents. And they also have every month 40 books, somewhere between 40 to 100 books for 99 pence. If you've got the 99 pence book and you've got an Audible account, you can buy the audio version for like £2.50. So I love that. There's also the free books. There's 100 free books on Amazon and you can do the same. So I always check and end up usually with the audio version. Then I can do it when I'm doing other things. So, there was a book, and this book did not have an Audible version. So, it's a local author. He lives in Warrington, and he started writing after the Warrington bomb. This was the IRA bomb. I think it was 1996, but don't quote me. And he was actually on site when the two little boys, there was... Jonathan and can't remember his first name, but his name was Parry, wasn't it? Oh, no, two Jonathans, weren't they? I think they could both have been called Jonathan. And he was working in McDonald's, this guy, and it turned his life round, and he wanted to research, you know, like in this case it was the IRA, but also terrorism in general. And then he started writing books, and they are so good. They really are good. But it costs a fortune to have an audiobook made, so there's no audiobook. And I much prefer listening to audio. But if you've got a Kindle book and you don't have the audio version, the A-lady will read it to you. Now, obviously, it's a tinge on the stilted side, but it's certainly doable. it is certainly doable. So I actually say, like, you know, read this book, and it's a Kindle book. And it's so funny because you're listening to it, but you're also aware of the fact that the voice that's being used to read it is actually the A-lady. So I love that. It's not bad. You can listen. You can listen. Let's put it like that. The link's in there. You got it. It's right under where Tracy's asked where it is. There you go. Hello, D. Yes, your timing is indeed impeccable. Absolutely. Oh, Kim said, right, you can do it. Blood oxygen. Yeah, I don't think I can do it on mine, can I? No. It's got to be the latest version on Series 6. I've skipped two. That's not like me. I think it was because there's very... The watch does what it does. And unless you particularly need blood oxygen, which I don't actually need. How long does it take? Has anybody done this? Because it says on the picture there, 14 seconds. And I do have this blood oxygen meter. And, oh, there's a little GIF there as well. And it's virtually instant. It's certainly not 15 seconds. You pop it on your finger and like 2 seconds later, you're done. It also does your pulse rate. Which is interesting because it never matches the watch. And I presume it's storing this blood oxygen level thing while it's at it. Oh, that's fascinating. Well, it'll be there on my next one, won't it? So I'll just have to hold on to that. Is Mike going out to play soccer? No, he's in the middle of a course, Kim. He started work really early this morning. Got his whole work day done by, I think it was 1:30. Grabbed some food, and I think it was then 2:30 this afternoon he started delivering this course. It's some kind of, he's not done this one before. He's done the topic, but not the way that this is being done. It's a whole company in America that need training, obviously on Excel, all done at once, and there's about 300 of them. So it's being done in Zoom with Zoom rooms. So they're taught a bit, which is the bit that Mike's doing, and then they head off into Zoom rooms with what they call, I think they're called Zoom room captains. I know this is getting complicated, isn't it? They're basically people trained in Excel, who will talk them through if they need any help. So they're breaking up the number of people that are doing the exercise together, and then they all reconvene, and then they do another bit, and then they head off again. So it's like a round robin tag team thing. So his lunch was supposed to be 5:30, that then got moved to 6:30. So I think I ventured out of the bedroom because I stayed out of the way, keep it nice and quiet. Lola's downstairs where she's happy, where it's cooler. It's boiling up here. It would be cooler downstairs, but then we'd have more noise. So he ventured out when he'd finished, and now he's gone back in. So their lunch, they'll be coming back in right now, and he's working till 10:30. Sometimes we see each other, but it's a bit like, who are you? What are you doing in my house? It's just one of those days today. But I think he's changed into his shorts because it's that hot, not to get graphic, that your clothes are sticking to you. So we're just wandering around, just changing every 5 minutes. I think he's had about 4 showers today. So he's run out of dry clothes. So he's now into the shorts. So he's in the studio, which is quad glazed. It has soundproofing on the walls, over every space. The door is double thickness. The door is hermetically sealed. There's like a rubber thing around the door as it seals, keep the sound out. And there's lots of bookshelves. So he's in there, and the temperatures was last seen in the 60s. So hence the shorts. Good job. I hope he doesn't stand up when he's training. You don't want to do that. If the 7 has glucose measuring, I'll get it, definitely. But to be honest, I'll probably get it anyway. Dee cries in a corner with a Galaxy Active Watch 2. Does it tell the time at all, Dee? And does it do more than that? For glucose measuring, says Renee, you would need a sensor that measures the blood sugar, like the Libra sensor from Abbott. No, I've not tried another one because I'm not diabetic. But it's something that I know a lot. When we were doing the presidential year for the Castanians, so many of them were diabetic. So the dietary requirements, I was on it, you know, making sure everybody got something that wasn't going to upset them. We actually had one person. The others were mainly, I think we had some that were on insulin, but it was like one in the morning and one in the evening. But we had one person, and every time they ate something, they had to take insulin. And I mean, in a meal that had three courses, it was at the end of every course. And I thought, how intrusive is that? Not that you're going to forget, but how intrusive is that? Also, I mean, I know they were amongst friends, but generally speaking, that must be quite tricky if you're not, if you're in like a public restaurant, because they were doing it at the table. And I think the injection had to go in like their abdomen area somewhere. And I thought, I didn't realise. I figured, yes, you might need it at the end of a meal, but not after every course. So for somebody like that, that would be amazing. But having seen it, I don't want to really get to that point. So I think it would be interesting to keep an eye on it, to see how much it goes up if you have X and how much it goes up if you have Y. I mean, I don't really have that much with sugar in. Probably the only thing is ice cream. And I think it would be fascinating to see what happened after ice cream. But then what I probably do is try all different kinds of meals and see which ones adversely affected it. You know what I'm like. It's something to play with. I can have a spreadsheet. Oh, talking of spreadsheets, I actually confused Mike. I outwitted Mike with a spreadsheet. I explained the problem, came across this problem overnight, and thought, well, I'll do a dirty hack for now. And it worked, you know, and I got the job done. But then I could explain to Mike what the problem was, and it was pulling in the wrong cell. So you had to put these cells in manually about 8 times. Once you'd done it, that was a template, and you would never need to touch it again. I just thought there would be a logical way to pull in the right cell automatically. So I explained the problem to him. He nodded sagely. He headed off. Can't be done. Can't be done. I said, you mean I've broken it? He went, you have a requirement beyond its capabilities. Oh, yeah, you could say that. Oh, my. You probably typed that in, Anthony, before I read it about Alexa, but I love it when she does that. I really do. It's not as bad as you would imagine. Try it. If you've got a Kindle book, try it, everybody. Oh, it's got to be done. Dee's had the OK Google activate when watching YouTube videos, and he doesn't say it at all. The A lady just, she has a soul, Dee. The one on the landing does. I think there's like a little person inside it. She's that good. We've had the landing one turn on when we've been in the kitchen. And the extension one, there's two in the extension that don't. The one in the kitchen ignored us. The one in the hall ignored us. The one by the front door ignored us. But the one on the landing picked it up. Mm. She's possessed. Hello, Paul. I'd imagine September for the watch might be a little bit later this year. But if it's going to be September for the iPhone event and the watch, it'll probably be the 14th of September. So get that on your calendar now, 14th of September, because we would be having MacBite shows, wouldn't we? The rationale for that isn't the first week in September. It could be the first Monday. Isn't that Labour Day? It won't be the week before, which is August, because that's our bank holiday. So the 30th of August is a bank holiday. You've been warned. Oh, in fact, 30th of August is a bank holiday. And we have the entire week booked off. So you have been warned. Batten down the hatches. Deploy storm conditions, which takes us to the 14th. Now, it could be the 21st, but you have to think about when the pre-orders would start. So I would say the 14th or the 21st, probably the 14th. So put it on your calendar now. Let's have a little look. I'm okay with that. I have the 13th. There's nothing on the 13th. Wow, nothing on the 13th. Something wrong there, isn't there? But we have got... I've got one thing on the Tuesday that I can shift. It's only a roundup. It'll be fine. So it could be way sooner than you think. Paul, do you remember when Pete tried the migration assistant? Took 3 days and didn't get there. I had to stop it and start again. Did he do it manually after that? I've never bothered with the migration assistant. I just work on the principle. You're transferring rubbish. So I never have. The only one that I do transfer, what I've got, is the phone. And it's just easier for things like the watch. That's the only thing that I do. But on a Mac, no. Never bother. Always set it up from new. I take it as an opportunity to not install stuff that I don't need or that's out of date, and reconfigure everything from scratch. There's always something on a machine, particularly my old one. The fans were on 24/7, you know that. It was just bizarre. So I definitely didn't want to transfer that. But I will say the migration system would save you a ton of time, because I swear with this one, it arrived December. And, well, I'll give you an example. I said to Mike yesterday, I'm going to try this particular app for a particular job. So I said, I've set it up and I can share stuff with you. So I've shared it. Did you get the email? He said, oh, yeah, it's just come in now. So I said, right, well, all you need to do is double click on that. And he said, I haven't got the app installed. And I'm like, Mike, it was 7 months ago. So 7 months he hasn't had this app. I'll admit, for 7 months we've not used it, but that's not the point, is it? Now we are deploying it, he needs to go find it. So it's certainly faster. Oh, Paul is only watching the chat because Mrs. Paul is sleeping. I wonder if it's hot there. Reading the Apple Discussions Forum that never recommend iCloud or any Wi-Fi based connection. No, iCloud, bag of hurt. Don't mention iCloud and Ulysses to Mike, because there'd be tears. It won't sync. It's as simple as that. No matter what he does, and we're talking Nuke and Pave, it won't sync. An afternoon nap. We could all do with that at the moment, couldn't we? Absolutely. Renee, that's fabulous. I yelled at Google. I won't use the word, but H-E-Y Google. I'm off for a while, and she answered, okay, see ya. Can you imagine what these are going to be like in about 10 years? Well, we might not be needed. We might just be snoozing all day. Oh, Mr. T, did the migration assistant work like a charm? Well, I don't know what happened to Pete, but it didn't end well. Because obviously, having started it, it tells you not to interrupt it. And then there's like, well, how long should it take? And it shouldn't take that long. A few hours. Obviously, it depends on the amount of data. But it shouldn't take that long. So when Pete's had been going about 5-6 hours and it was like 1% in, I said I'd be concerned. But Pete did leave it. But he ended up just having to stop it. So technically, it was like not half done, but a certain percentage of it was done. So you needed to undo that and totally start again, which is why I don't bother. I get mine to the point that, you know, you can log in and stuff, and maybe have a separate account just in case, because I always have to have a separate account anyway. You may remember this, I'm sure I've mentioned it, but a few years ago, when you set up any operating system, it asks you for a short name. So you have your full username, and then you have this short name, and the short name is used for your folder, your home folder within the users. So I put the same as I'd always used, which was Elaine G, with a capital E and a capital G, and it was fine. And it made a lot of sense for automations that if you use the same short form for that folder on every machine that you've got. And that way you could make shortcuts in Alfred and things, any other automation software, and point it to your user folder and then blah, blah, blah. And it would know that it was you. So that's what I did. And then we came to a new machine, must be 5-6 years ago now, maybe a little bit longer. And I typed in Elaine G, capital E, capital G, moved on, and it automatically converts it to lowercase. So then they don't match. And I was incensed. I know it's something so tiny, but the thing is, you're not supposed to rename. I won't say you can't, because you can, but you're not supposed to rename the user's home folder. But I was just incensed. If I want it capitals, I want it capitals. Plus the fact it was bait and switch. I typed it in capitals and everything was fine. It didn't automatically make it lowercase until you click continue, by which point it was too late. So I then had to do the Googles. There is a long, convoluted process where you can rename a user's home folder. But it does involve bypassing the SIP and rebooting into safe mode and all kinds of magic. But I had to do that, and you know, you still have to do that today. So one issue, if it, possibly with this, depending on how old your machine is, if you're trying to migrate from one to another, it might get confused because it doesn't want it to have capitals in it. So there's so many nuancy things like that. I wouldn't dare try it. No, it wouldn't end well. I'm telling you that, wouldn't end well. Hello, Simon! Good grief! First in. Oh, let's have a look. He's back to defend the billionaires in space. Right, where you go, Simon? Oh, do you know what I've not done today, Simon? I've not seen what Madness Bongo's been up to. But I did yesterday. Let me go into the shows. Right, yesterday's show, Simon, was named in honour of you. Yesterday's show, brace yourselves, talk about alliterative. Beaker and Bunsen beat bungling Boris in Simon's personal general election. Perfect title for a show. I'm going to need a bigger poster to get it on, but that was the show yesterday. The day before, which was Tuesday, was Bezos in space outdone by the wee donkey's big surprise. Oh, the wee donkey brought a show. That's always a big surprise. But yes, that was yesterday, Simon. So Renee says, his former company, Rubbermaid, has 10,000 employees and you imported the sales listings into the phone. In no time, there are a lot of contacts. Did it cope with that many? I think I've got about 600, so nowhere near as many as you've got. Oh, Simon's sharing his fantasies now. A fantasy about getting Bongo into space and then ejecting him into the void. I've got a sneaking suspicion, Simon, although I like the idea, that the void would probably throw him back. I could see that happening. Kim doesn't think she's known 1,400 people in her whole lifetime. Possibly if you include people from TV shows and stuff like that, maybe. Depends how many films you've seen. Mr. T always puts Tracy's name in lowercase whenever he sets up a Mac, drives a potty. Well, you can change it, Tracy. It can be done. I've never had it go wrong, but your mileage may vary, but it can be done. Yes, exactly, Anthony. That was what it was based on. Pigs in space. Bezos in space. I used to love Pigs in Space. I think it was a bit at the beginning where it would go, Pigs in Space. He was like, oh, I love this. Oh, it was my favourite bit. It was. Would Mr. T be peeved, Tracy, if you fixed that? If you fixed it. Now, let me test stuff and see if this works. Okay, first thing I need to do, not looked at the news. What mischief has Bongo been up to? To be honest, Simon, it can't be much today. He's at Checkers and he's self-isolating. I see, that's a problem. 600,000 people pinged by the COVID app. So you've been told to stay at home. Which means that the supermarket shortages are getting worse. Oh, and the Police Federation, this is like the union of the police service, have no confidence in Priti Patel. Funny that, neither of the rest of us. COVID cases at record levels for 20 to 29-year-olds. Would this be because they've been to the disco? 1985 called. And what else have we got? Isn't the cricket on today? I do believe there's cricket on. But that's not the news, is it? Let's get the figures. Do you know, this is a damning indictment of society, isn't it? Women in hotel quarantine get female guards after complaints of sexual harassment. I mean, what? Oh, actually, figures could be worse. 39,906 with 84 new deaths. That's going up exponentially. And 179 people in hospital. Grand. And where are we after here? 7-day average, not good. 46,000. Kim only has 277 contacts. But they're the important ones, Kim. They're the important ones. Oh, Tracy doesn't think he'd notice. Oh, you should do it then. Shall I get the instructions for that? Let me have a look. I do believe I could have put them in the wiki. Could have done. But it only goes in the wiki if it's finished, finalised. Otherwise, might get into problems. Right. Folder. A Mac OS. Right. There we go. There it is, Tracy. You have to do it twice. I know this sounds ridiculous. You have to rename the home folder, and to do that you need to be logged into a different account. So step one, create another account. Step two, log into that account. Step three, rename the home folder of the first account. Then you need to rename the account itself, or the two won't marry up. And you need to do all of this in safe mode, I think. But all the instructions are in there. It does warn you not to do it. So you be careful. But it can be done. I've done it. That's one of the reasons that I do set it up from scratch, because it's the very first thing that I do. So if I lose access to the folder, it's not a problem. I can just set it up again, create another user. So you have a temporary... I create an account called Temp. Give it admin rights and then log into that account. Rename everything that needs renaming. Go back into the proper account and then nuke the temp account. But I can guarantee it does work, because I've done it many times. It just narcs me. It's like everywhere else, it's a capital E and E and G. And I just want that to match, because of the automations mainly. But the other thing is just eyeballing it. But when we actually bought a physical PC, which was, I think it was 2017, I think. We both got one. It was a fantastic deal at John Lewis. So Mike went in to buy one, and I said, you know, I think I'll do it, and then I don't have to piddle around with Parallels. So we got this machine, and when it came to set it up, it was like, what do you want to call this folder? So I said, I'm going to keep mine exactly the same, and then the Mac won't get confused. So I put in Elaine G. It totally ignored it. And I had the capitals as well. Not only did it totally ignore the capitals, it didn't like the G, so it named it Elaine, which was fine, and then it knocked the last E off. So I've got this one home folder, and no matter what I did, I couldn't fix it. It wasn't like the Mac. There was no way to fix it. And I thought, well, there's no point setting it up again, because I did it right the first time. So there's just one, and the thing that makes it annoying is, despite the fact I named this machine, so the machine had a name of its own, when you look in Firefox, you have your Firefox account and you're logged in, and it uses the machine name to refer to that install of Firefox. So to this day, I have lowercase Elaine with no E on the end. So E-L-A-I-N, apostrophe S, Firefox. Can't get rid of it. It's not good news. Awesome. Let me know how you get on, Tracy. It's not that complicated. Just follow it to the letter and have a backup. Paul's not surprised that COVID's getting worse in the US. Plane flights to Florida were eye-opening. Masks still required in the airports and on the planes, but still. A mask isn't going to do it on a plane, is it? Because there's only a certain amount of air that's circulating. But it could be worse. Could be like the UK. Masks? What masks? Don't need masks anymore. So yesterday. Oh, what has Dee got? A GIF, and it made her think of how Kim would react if someone says settle down. I'm loving the beret on that. Fabulous. Oh, Simon read the 10 funniest entries on Urban Dictionary list. One entry was BDSM. Bible discussion study meeting. Oh, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it, Simon? Oh, you should set up a group like that and invite them and see what happens. Oh, I'm glad to hear that Paul limited contact with others, but it's so difficult. I mean, they're telling you you can pick it up from surfaces, so it is. It's just so difficult. And Kim's cousin's husband always has a drink in front of him when flying so he can keep his mask off. Why? I don't get the mask thing, I must admit. Just on a general level that you're helping other people. So why wouldn't you wear it? I don't get that. We've got this friend who didn't want to wear it. And it was from like a masculinity perspective. But this guy is about 6'4" and built like a prop forward. So I don't understand why a mask would change his masculinity. We've also got a friend who's about 5 foot. And, you know, a gust of wind would blow him over. And he's wandering around with a mask quite happily. I don't understand that. And the other thing was, in this country, we've got a guy, I think his name is actually Weatherspoon, Tim Weatherspoon, who owns the Weatherspoon pub chain, who has done nothing but sabre-rattle. First about Brexit, and then he was pro-Brexit, very, very pro-Brexit. And then people were pointing out that he wouldn't have any staff because most of his staff were from Eastern Europe. Then he got involved with the pub should be open, and I'm going to open them anyway. And I said to Mike, I'm never setting foot in a Weatherspoon's again. End of. I don't care if I don't eat. I'm not going. Ever. And this friend posted, like, you know, I don't have to wear no stinking masks anymore. And I thought, oh, eye roll, eye roll. And followed that up by, I've just had a full English at Spoons. And I thought, now, actually, I did go in Spoons once. We went to a concert and we went on to this pub afterwards. And I think it was a Friday night. Can we just say, me, not good, pubs. Ever. I hated it. I hated every waking second of it. It was that crowded. It was hot. You were bothered. There was hardly anywhere to sit. We had Ellen with us, which meant it was awkward with the wheelchair. Then people are like, it's that crowded that people are squeezing past and spilling drinks on you. It was horrendous. Horrendous. And the only thing that put me off going was when people had gone, there was about, we started off with about 20 of us. When people were going, the people who were left, this was pre-COVID, I must say, there were sloppy kisses goodbye. And I'm like, no, no. I wanted a mask before it was trendy. So Mike said, do you want to go? And I said, I do, but I don't want the sloppy kisses goodbye if it's all the same with you. So Mike said, you head to the door and I'll say goodbye. Oh, don't touch me. You see, I not that I knew what was coming, but I knew being close to people, not a good idea. I'm fine with a hug as long as I've got warning. And when I say that, I know that sounds ridiculous, but we were at it was a ladies' night, and there was a guy there, and his lady had died about 3 years before, but he still went to the ladies' night. But because he didn't have a lady, he wanted to dance with other ladies. Don't approach me from behind on the dance floor. Throw your arms round me and hug me. It won't end well. It didn't. I nearly decked him. Didn't see him coming. So Mike said after that, right, I'll always have your back. I'm going to always look, you know, so I can see behind you. Don't do that. Not with somebody you don't know that well. No, it's not good. So yeah, he headed off to Spoons for his breakfast, which I'm not doing. Oh, there's another one for me, according to the Urban Dictionary. Elaine is a serious chipmunker. Oh dear, I'm not going to enjoy this, am I? Chipmunking, the act of watching numerous recorded university lectures at 2x speed in a futile attempt to cover an entire semester's material the day before the final exam. Have you studied for tomorrow's exam? No, I'm chipmunking all the lectures tonight. I am up to... I usually listen to... To be honest, it's very difficult to do that with... educational material, but you can certainly take it up to 1.5 and hardly notice the difference. Once you go to 2, there's no going back. Put it like that. There's no going back. Oh, chipmunking though. I'm going to adopt that one, Simon. That's quite tame for the Urban Dictionary. Oh, D is terrible at boycotting something for moral reasons. Give up immediately when it's convenient. No, there's always going to be somewhere else. Mike taping in the sloppy kisses bullet for Elaine, exactly. Mike's going to have to do that. No, don't touch me. 60 Minutes show in the States, supposed to deep dive into the news, did a programme, you knew the topic very well, got it all wrong, felt you couldn't trust them again. Oh, I am there with you, Kim. I am totally there with you. When Anthony did the Village Book Club, you'd send an email round after the meeting with a list of books that had been discussed with a URL to Amazon. And one woman left because she didn't approve of Amazon. Oh, for crying out loud. Well, at least she's got principles, I suppose. But I think there's some things... Like I said, when Bezos said, you know, thank you for paying for my trip to the moon. Whatever. You know, I have... The reason that I buy from Amazon is convenience for me. It's got nothing to do with Bezos. And if I didn't think what I was buying was value for me, then I wouldn't buy it. And the Amazon Prime thing, we got Amazon Prime originally for next day delivery. Free next day delivery. That was it. And then Mike said something about some football that was coming up. He said, but I won't be watching it because it's on Amazon Prime. And I hadn't even looked at the TV shows at this point. Not interested. Life's too short. So I said, is it like something you pay for on Amazon Prime? So he said, no, it's just Amazon Prime if you got Amazon Prime. And I said, but Mike, we've got Amazon Prime. Remember, we hardly ever pay for Amazon Prime, Mike. Because if they miss a next day shipping, you get a month free of Prime, which is worth having. So at one point, I'd got 3 years racked up. You're wondering how, aren't you? Well, if I'm bothered about something being arriving next day, then I will order it, you know, whenever I need it. If I'm not really bothered about something arriving next day, but I'm angling for a free month of Prime, then I wait and I play eBay bingo with it. I wait until, so say you've got to put this order in by 5 o'clock to get next day delivery. I'm poised at 4:59. And I stay poised at 4:59 until 4:59:50. And then I put the order in and it says we'll be with you tomorrow. And I'm thinking, odds are it won't. But you've said it will. And then when they miss that, I get onto them and I say, you know, I'm a Prime customer and you've missed a next day delivery. So can I have a free month of Prime? And they say, yes, here you go. So that's how I've got 3 years racked up. So yeah, Prime's good. Prime is good. So yes, I said to Mike, we've already got that. And at this point, they don't do, they get the matches at Christmas. They get about 20 matches over Christmas. The one just gone was a different story. But the first time, what was great about it was, one, the coverage was fantastic. The quality was stunning. You know, football in 4K, because we don't have a TV. So yeah, we're comparing it to an old TV. It was stunning quality. Two, they didn't lose the picture like ITV every single time. But the best thing for Mike was, like, United were playing and then City were playing, and they were playing at the same time. You can watch as many matches as you want, each one in a different browser window. Oh, he had a ball, an absolute ball. So, no, I think Amazon's the one that I wouldn't boycott. But you've got to admire principle, Anthony. But then you weren't forcing her to buy it from there. It was just for convenience. Some people. Renee's wearing a mask everywhere he goes. I'm wearing a mask in the house sometimes, Renee. Not going out, but wearing it in the house. 1.5 is the regular speed for Kim. All my stuff on YouTube is at least 1.5. I made the mistake. The way Amazon YouTube works, if you've got a YouTube page up and you've got your videos, you've done a search, you click the first one and you set it to 1.5. If you then use the back button and then choose another video, so basically don't open a video in another tab. It remembers the 1.5. But if you use command and open, where it opens it in another tab, then it forgets that and it goes back to one. And then I think it's broken. So I always try and work from like one page. Yes, I'm rigging the system and it works. Carry on here. I heard that 60 Minutes was like Our Old World in Action. Used to have a programme in, I think it carried on to the 80s, and it was called World in Action, which might seem a bit of a weird name, but if you grew up with it, you knew it meant serious investigative journalism. And I mean serious investigative journalism. And the things that they investigated and the wrongs that they got put right. And this programme was only 30 minutes long. But it was an amazing programme. That to me was journalism, not the garbage we get these days. But some of the stuff that you see, just unbelievable. And it seems to be the world's changed and I'm probably the odd one out. I'll give you another example. You know when you're representing your brand, especially if you're working for somebody like Evernote or Apple or whatever, you want that professionalism, don't you? Mike had said to me, there's a thing at work, he said, and I don't understand it. When they're on a Zoom call, at the end of the Zoom call, everybody waves to each other. So I said, yeah. that feels a bit weird to me, but probably only me. And he said, well, you don't do that when you're in a physical meeting, so why are you doing it virtually? It just feels odd to Mike. So there was some news yesterday about Evernote and a slew of videos. I mean, I'm talking 25, 30 videos. So I put one of these videos on, and the first one was this woman, and I thought, how weird that they're using Zoom to record it. I would have thought Evernote, even working from home, wouldn't have had to resort to using Zoom to record it. But anyway, by the by with that one. Got on to the next one, and this woman was hyper. She couldn't sit still. She didn't have a blurred background, and she was, you know what they tell you to be, over-effusive on video. Yeah, but she just looked wired, as though she was on something. But the thing was, she waved as soon as, you know, hi, and waved. And I thought, seriously, on a corporate video? And I thought, can't wait for the end. And at the end, we got a two-handed wave. Bye! Like a two-year-old child. And I'm just looking at it, incredulous. And I thought, if they're doing this on corporate videos now, it must just be me. It just felt really weird. Okay, catching up here. poor Simon. Do you end up feeling regular people are a bit boring if you listen to a lot of 1.5? You might, Simon, if you were actually talking to people. I don't know. I think there's a different dynamic when you're with other people. So maybe it's that. But I can't listen at one times anymore. No. So Simon says it must be like listening to a load of people on amphetamines being the new normal. I'd say, Simon, if you can find a video on YouTube that's like something that you'd be interested in. So for me, there's like history channels, true crime channels. If you just pick one of the videos and watch, say, 30 seconds of it at one speed and then make it 1.25, you won't notice the difference like, ah, that's at the wrong speed. What you'll think is this person is confident and knows what they're talking about and isn't saying and ah. And then you can get it to 1.5. And yes, that does sound a little bit faster, but it's perfectly doable. Perfectly doable. I listened to a book earlier in the week. I was up all night, so I put this book on. And it was 14 hours something, this book. There was one at 14 hours something and another at 17 hours. But I'm listening at 2.75 speed. So by the time I've gone to bed, I've finished the book. So I think this week I've got 5 books like that. And no, I don't find that difficult at all. Very, very occasionally, you might think I'm going to have to take that back because I missed a name or something like that. But words that are common to you, no, you just breeze through them. I do find I can't do... If I'm like writing something, then I won't listen to a book like that. I could listen to it at one speed. You have to concentrate on it. But when you're doing mindless stuff, I'll give you an example of mindless stuff. Was it Sunday night? I was determined I was going to catch up with the Marooned episodes. And the Marooned episodes, if you're doing them one at a time, like tonight's will be done, you finish, you get the audio, you edit it, you publish that to where it needs to go, you go and change the permission on it, you go into Feeder and you put the things in Feeder and you publish it from there. Then you go into Notion and you fill everything in Notion. And then you have to go into Ulysses and actually write a blog post for it. So it's quite a job. And I call that horizontal work. If you can imagine a spreadsheet with every Marooned episode in it, which is what we've got, that's horizontal work. I'm doing one show and I have to put a tick in every box for every single bit of it. But if you've got like more than 10 shows to do, do it in a batch. So edit the audio for all of them, then do the Feeder thing for all of them, then do the Notion thing for all of them. So that's what I was doing. And I'd reached the point where I was at the last job. I had to write and publish 200 blog posts. It was mind numbing. So I put the book on at 2.75 and then got on with it. And 5 hours later, I'd got my 200 blog posts. There you go. No, do not check the Urban Dictionary for horizontal work. No, because the opposite of that is vertical work. Don't do it. Simon votes, I've got to pretend to be on 1.5 between 6 minutes past and 8 minutes past. No, I'll have gone by then. I'll have gone by then because I need to keep my eye on the dog because Mike's doing the session. So I've got to make sure she's not eating the furniture or something. Oh. Okay. Oh, it's the eve of Two Show Friday, isn't it? So I've also got emails to write as well. Something else I can't do when I'm listening at 2.75 times. But who votes for Simon to try it and see what he comes back with? Because Kim tried it and Kim is now no longer a one-timer. She is of the multi-time folk. And do not look up horizontal work on the Urban Dictionary. Do you know, I bet it's there as well. I bet it's there. As is chipmunking, which we didn't know about, did we? Can I do that? Right, let's have a look. Oh, why are you doing that? Right, let's try it. No, I'm happy to report that horizontal work is not a thing. Thank God. Horizontal time machine. No, horizontal, yeah, horizontal time machine. Oh, no, don't look that up. Oh, dear God. No, don't look that up. Seriously, that's bad. Okay, never ever utter the words horizontal time machine ever again. No, it's work. Leave it there. She did eat Mike's slippers. She was gnawing on the end of them quite happily, thinking she never touches anything of mine. I give her the eyeball. I don't shout or anything. I just give her the eyeball. But Mike came in and I said, you need a new pair of slippers. And he said, this was the new pair that I just bought. And I said, but there's a hole in the toe. And he said, yes, Lola got them. She didn't run around the garden with them or anything. Maya did once. He got a pair of Mike's pants and ran around the garden with them. Which, you know, is mildly annoying when they're your pants, but even more so when the neighbours are stood watching. Oh. No, Dee, don't. No, seriously, don't. That's bad. That is really bad. Really, really bad. Leave it be. I've not cast any kind of spell. You see, I told you, Dee, don't do it. I was only looking up horizontal work. And what do I find? I told you, on the Urban Dictionary, everything is related to pleasures of an adult nature. Everything. I'm telling you, it's terrible. So leave that alone. Don't look at it. Oh, what's Renee got now? Shall I have a look? It's domains. Should I have a domain of Renee's going to need that explaining. If anyone can explain it, you know, please feel free. Maybe we should get horizontalwork.com. Although that's probably gone. Leave it alone. Think of it as waking up tomorrow. Oh, Urban Dictionary, right. Not on here. It's gone somewhere else. Right, let's have a look at that. I do. Particularly if I've got my headphones on. So by request, I have my headphones on. And my hair's all over the place. And the other thing that's not helping, Simon, you'll love this, is behind me I have the industrial fan. The little fan is behind the microphone and that's in front of me. So I've got rear ejection on the fan noise. But the one behind me would sound like, well, it would be bad. It would be bad news. So the one behind me is actually turned off, but it's normally turned on. So my hair, I have to have it tied back or it would just, I'd look like Cousin It. It would just blow the whole thing forward. But the thing is, I get hair on the desk when I pull my headphones off and, like, you know, a couple of hairs fall out. With the fan behind me, it blows it forward and it ends up that, you know, like every couple of hours you've got to clean the screen because it's got hair on it. It's not good. If this weather could just stop, I'd be very, very grateful. Very grateful. Remember in the past before we knew what horizontal time machine meant, such sweet simple times, and the milk poured and the honey flowed. Don't look up that either. It'll mean something totally different, I'm telling you. Leave it alone. Don't ever go there. I only end up there when I'm looking up something that I don't understand. So it won't be like a phrase, it'll usually be like a three-letter acronym or something. And I'm like, what does that mean? And as soon as I look it up, it's like Urban Dictionary. And I'm like, do I really want to go to the Urban Dictionary? And the answer usually is no. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. So now we've sorted all of that, let's head off. Let's head off. I've got a ton of work to do for tomorrow. And I've got emails to write. Luckily, I only have my essay to write and my blog post to write for this show. And then I'm done. Oh, but I've got to be ready for tomorrow. So it's got to be done, I'm afraid. So I will say goodnight from me. I will say goodnight from Mike. We will both see you next time. In the meanwhile, stay safe, guys.